We are learning Masechtas Gittin, Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting the bottom Pei Vav, the two dots. Just want to mention, yesterday we brought down, we learned the Mishnah, it says two people that sent the same exact get with a shliach, and it got mixed up. And we spoke out, the Lechayra, how do you write two Gittin with the same exact names? It's not Muchach Matoichai. So the truth is, Taisvis on Daf Chavdal on Beis talks about this as well. We spoke about Nukhi Yosef, talks about the Chataisan Chavdal Beis, speaks about this, and he says that the Taka wrote the third generation or a different simon in the Shtaris, but the Edim Asira, they didn't know which one's which. They didn't know that much. They knew who the husband and wife were, and they knew his father's name. They didn't know the grandfather's name, so they weren't sure which get was whose, and that's why it got mixed up. But Avada, in the get, Taka had the third generation, so it was Mucha Mataycha. Now, the end of that Mishnah says that if five people write a get together, and there's Edom signing on the bottom, then it's kosher, because the Edom are signing all five Gittin. But if there's five separate Gittin on a paper, and the Edom sign on the bottom, we're scared. The Edom only signed on the last get. And therefore, the halach is, only the bottom get is kosher. Now, what does it mean, writing a get together, and writing a get separately? And that's going to be the discussion of our sugya. Zog the Gemara, two lines on the bottom. Chamisha kosher klal, hechidom miklal, hechidom taifis. What's an example where it's a group get? And what's an example where it's a separate get for everyone? What makes it separate? What makes it group? I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Zman echel lekulam zeo klal, zman lechel echel echel zeo taifis. It means Rabbi Yechanan is saying, it could say five different lashonis in the get. It says, Reuven was a begarish Leah, Shimon was a begarish Rachel, and Levi was a begarish Bila, one after another. But there's one zman. Then at the end it says, on this day we sign, that covers the whole thing, makes it into one klal. That's zman echel lekulam zeo klal. But if in each one, you're right, on this day, Reuven Megarish Shimon, on this day, Shimon Reuven was Megarish Rachel, on this day, Shimon was Megarish Leah, on this day, Levi was Megarish Bila, so that makes it three separate Gittin, and there, the Edom only on the bottom one. That's Rabbi Yechon Shita. What makes it a klal and a typhus is this man, Rosh Lakish Amar, and as we go along the Gemara, we'll get this more clear. Rosh Lakish Amar, Afilu Zman Echel Lekulam Nami Yav HaTayfis. Even if it's one zman, it's still not considered one big get. Ella hechidami klal, what's called one big get? The chsiv, it says, onu ploini uploini. It says, mi Reuven Shimon Levi Yehuda was megarish rochel leah bila zilpa. Gerashtu shusein uploinis uploinis. That's the only way. It has to be mamish together. The whole lashon again has to be together. Us four were megarish those four. That's what's called a klal. And Zman Echa is not enough to make it into a klal. So that's my colleague, Rabbi Yechanan Shlokish, and Avada has to be explained in more details. I think Mara's going to go along and explain. First, Rabbi Yechanan. Mask of La Rab Abba La Rabbi Yechanan. Ta'oma Zman Echa La Kulam Zeo Klal. According to Rabbi Yechanan, we're saying that it could be five separate Lashonis. Reuven was Megarish Leah, Shimon was Megarish Rachel, so on and so forth. There's one Zman, it's Zman Echa La Kulam Zeo Klal. Break the Gemara. Lechosh Dum Lakichosu Sadi Abbasu Dechasmu. Why aren't you worried that the Edom saw in Dafka on the last one? Like, why do you think they signed on the other ones? Because one's man means they knew about all the other five. Mecha Teisa. Demokhi Chasmu Sadi Abbasu Dechasmi. Milay Tanya, don't we have a first Abraisa that says this? That says that's only on the last one? It says, Edim Chasum Al Shila Shalom. If it says, if there's a get, and at the end of the get it says, send regards to Pliny and Pliny, and the Edim sign, we are scared that Edim are just signing on the same regards. Edim Chasumim Al Shila Shalom Beget, Puzzle. Chashid and Shema al Shilah Shalom Chas were worried maybe all they signed was on the Shilah Shalom. So the question is that here, if it's five different Gittin, so why does it work? And my answer is, like with my law, Ravo, Lididim Farashili Mined Rabbi Yechanan, Sha'alu Pasul. Rabbi Yechanan himself, one time said Shalom, that the Brisa of Shilah Shalom says, if it says Sha'alu, ask regards, Pasul. Visha'alu kosher. If at the end of the star it says Visha'alu with a vav ha-maisif, then it's kosher because there it's maisif on the things we had before. Hachinami dechsiv be ploini uploini uploini. Here also the case was that when Avadafir of Yechon was saying was separate gittin, but in every one it said added on vav. It said Reuven was megarish Leah, Vishimin was megarish Rachel, Vilevi was megarish Bila. It was a vav ha-maisif attached to one big train, and therefore the Edom signing it out signed on everything.
You need only one day.
So and only one day because if it's a bunch of dates that separates it. That separates even with the vav.
They don't read it. What's the difference?
No, so they never read it. When they read a star, they go back. If it's the vav, they go back to the one before that. They read it. They read whatever the vav is. The vav is going back to the one before. They don't read half a thing. So Hachinam, we say, Pliny. So that we answered, Rechem Shitas, the Taka says, Vashalu, like that. Mesu, another Kasha, We find, Rabbi Yochanan says, if it's a separate Zman, that's a typhus, and there the Edom only saw on the bottom one. Break the my area is from typhus, but table would have Nichol Yom Nechav Laila. It's different Kasha. L'chayra, if it's a different Zman for every single get, more is assuming, when it says Zman L'chol Echavecha, means a different Zman. If it's a different Zman, then the Edom saw on the bottom, so they're signing on something that happened a different day. If you write something on one day and you saw on the next day, the halacha is, that's not a good get. So Stam says it's not a good get, because the different Zman on the get and the signing on the bottom is a different time. It was the same date. And still, that's a separate. That makes it separate. If it says on each person, on Sunday, Ruvi Megarish Rachel Olea. Shimon Sunday, Shimon Megarish, next one. And the next, the Tuesday, that happened. Once it says that happens, so upon him, when you have all those cases, that alone will separate it, even though it's the same day. Omle Ravina Ravashi, Lurash Shokish Domar. So now we got Rabbi Yechanan. We got Rabbi Yechanan. The case of Rabbi Yechanan that makes something a klal, what do you need to make it a klal? You need the Vav Moisef, and you need Zman Echad. That's the two things you need for Rabbi Yechanan to make it into a klal, to make it into one group where the Edom saw everything. First of all, you need Vav Moisef, and you Zman. Now let's go to Rosh Lakish. Other Ravina Ravashi, Rosh Lakish, Dom Zman Echad Lekulam. Ravina says to Ravina says, what if the Fira Rosh Lakish that says Zman Echad Lekulam, Nami Tavisava, even one Zman, is still considered separate gittin, v'hechi dami klal. So what's the case of klal? The chsiv behachi anu ploini uploini. Like we said, it says Ruvain Shimon Levi Yehuda or Megaris Rachel Leah Bilazupa. Girash and Shtein and Planets Planets Nimsu Shtei Dashim Misgarishes V'get Echad. It looks, it comes out that two Dashim V'Misgarish one get. V'atayra Amra V'Kasa of Law V'Loi Law L'Chavrata. We already know, we had it three times in the second gittin already, that when you Megaris Isha, you can't Megaris two ladies with the same get. It has to be, each one has a separate get. So here, if it's in one lashon the get, huh?
Why'd you make it better?
Because there, it's everyone's separate get. So if you could cut it down the middle. What? No, the word ikka lashon is a rayam tashchal adam. It says this is megarish plainness. It says this one's megarish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Each one's megarish. Each one has their own garishin. Yes. Each one has their own separate. Could be the whole lashon could be separate. Yeah. Each one's a separate lashon. Each one's a separate get. But here, it's all in one lashon. This one's megarish then. It's one get. One full get, so chara, it says the cost of love, loy law of the charita. I can ask me, stamaz, agav, the kasha is, I have cost of lini v'lo lo shma, hey, love the charita. Teretz says twice in the pasuk the cost of law. If you look at the pasuk of the parasha, and you say it, says twice the cost of law. One's for law lo shma, Teretz speaks it down, chaf alaf on base. The other one's for law, loy law the charita. You can't use the same gift to two people. So, how could it be good? It's one gift to two people, and for the Gemara, the hard the cost of plenty years, plenty years. According to Rav Shlakish, the case of klal is that you had here a klal, a general, Ruben and Shimon Yehuda Megarish them. Then it said afterwards, Ruben Megarish Rachel, Shimon Megarish Leah, Yehuda. Said it over again afterwards. So then the get considered the second half. So what do you do, the klal beginning? Zok Rashi, the klal beginning, Miwahani Lishdi Kamoi, Lashmina She'edim Yodu B'chol Gitan Alolo. They knew everything. That's where you have the klal. So that's the Gemara answer. The Gemara answer is Yehuda Shlakish, repeating everything afterwards. And that makes a separate gittin. But you have a klal beginning. What's the point of the klal beginning? So that was saying, Rashi's saying is that the Edom are signing on that, so we know the Edom saw everything. But to me, it was bothering me very stark. I don't understand. If afterwards says everyone separately, maybe Edom is signing the last one. So what is a klal beginning? I don't know how that helps. I didn't have shot Rashi at all. So, what? Oh, very good. So I found the Chazanish. Hitaka says that the Vav, there's a Vav going back in the klal. The only problem with that is, if Vav works, what do you need the klal for? then it's going like a Rechon straight, the Vav and everything. That's a problem. So that's the answer like that, but I still had Shvei afterwards. So Lamaisa, at the end of the day, I didn't really have good shot. But Lamaisa, upon him, that's the way you do it for your Rosh Lakish. So we're all clear now that how we do it for your Rechon, I do it for your Rosh Lakish. Now, Lamar is a Kasha, of something about, that we have before in the Mem Aleph. Only Ravina Ravashi on the Membez thing. Only Ravina Ravashi, in my shalom, at the time you went to the Braisa, Hakosif called the Chosim of Shnei Avodim. If someone writes all the Chosim to two Avodim, Lachis writes all the Chosim to his Eved goes free because he gave everything to the Eved, including himself. Let's say he gave it to two Avodim. So it says Kanu, they're both Kainu, but now each own half of each other. So Kanu Meshachim Zazah. So what's the kasha? You're giving one shtar. L'chayro, we learn out shtar shukr from get. If get can't be love with l'chavrata, so how could shtar shukr work? One shtar shukr work for two avadim. And for the Gemara, v'lava kimnam, say shtar. There's two stars. You gave one shtar to you, said everything is yours. Another shtar to you, everything is yours. You gave it together. So then the halach is, they're both kind to each other, they're both to free each other. But they're also talking about two shtaros. So, Tanya, now we're bring a braya to Rav Yechon of Abraisa and a raya to Rav Shlokesh. Tanya can say to Rav Yechon and Tanya can say to Rav Shlokesh. Remember, the kudus of machlekes of Rav Yechon and Rav Shlokesh is a case where you have, where you don't have a klal, you just have a vav moisif, and you have zman echad lekulam. According to Rav Yechon, that's called a klal, and the edom are going to everything. According to Rav Shlokesh, not. You have to have a loshen klalus as well. So Tanya can say to Rav Yechon and Tanya can say to Rav Shlokesh. Tanya can say to Rav Yechon and Chamish Shikas who will say chaget ish plaini megaris plainis. This is exactly like Rav Yechon. Ish plaini megaris plainis. Vip plaini plainis. Vip plaini plainis. Vizman echad lekulam. Vaedom amata kulam ksherim. All kosher. Vitinosin chalachas vachas. And give each one. But if it's zman l'chol echad v'echad, v'edom matah, but if it's a separate zman, then nothing doing. It says, she'edom sh'nigam ima is kosher. Mavsh exactly how Rechon explains it. Now this Bryce has a machlekes. Rabbi Yudim say Reimer, if it's revach b'nei impossible lav kosher, in zman mafsikon. Yudim say, he says, no. As long as it's viv, it's good. Zman is not mafsikit. Only it will be mafsikit if there's a space in between. And like the Tosfos Rosh says, it's a space k'dei chasimus eidim, a space for chasimus eidim in between the different people. Then that would be enough of a hefsek. That would not be considered a klal of a get. So that's the Tanya Kavaseh Rabbi Yechanan. Tanya Kavaseh Rabbi Shlokish. Chamish shekosv klal b'seich haget. Five wrote the klal b'seich haget. What's called a klal? Onu pliny uplini girash nu nishasayim plinus uplinus. Then it says afterwards, without the vav, by the way, pliny gir is plinus uplini gir is plinus. Vizman echel kulam va'edim lamata kulam ksherim. Here you have alamilus. You have your klal by beginning, then you have separate. Then vizman echel kulam va'edim lamata kulam ksherim. Ptinosu kolachas v'achas. For every single person is kosher. If it's zman lechol echel v'echad, then we'll see what that means in a second. If it's zman for every single person, v'ravach lechol v'echad, and a space for everyone, two things. Va'edim lamata she'en rikurim kosher. Then the edim at bottom are the only one. The one at the bottom is kosher. Rameyer ema afish ain revach when I am fossil. Shvazman mafsikon. Rameyer says they don't even need revach. Just zman alone is mafsikit. So now the question is like this: what's the case of zman? The more was assuming the case of zman was on a case where there was no klal. Roshlokas mayer zman chalachavechad. Omar zman echel kulam nami taifis. Also called taifis as long as you don't have a klal. Nami taifis have. And if they want to know how to make loy avinu mekara, it's only if you don't have a klal at the beginning. Have a hocha der avinu mekara here. The case was you had a avinu mekara. Still. Zman will be mafsikit. The pligal zman in iloy iloy. Zman will be mafsikit in a case where there's a klal by the beginning. So then zman and revach. The first man the yom is only zman. That'll be mafsikit even though you have a revach. So upon him, we have here Rav Yechonon and Shlokish, and we pass like Rav Yechonon. So therefore, a klal is even by case of a viv. There's a tzad in the riff. The Rav Yechonon's machmir that holds when there's a klal, it's worse because he holds that's love lechavrata. But ma'aseh the Ran says that mistavra that the Rav Yechonon does not argue on Shlokish legavi that part. Does not argue on that. That's what he says. And therefore, he says, "Mi Rav Yechonon gufei moider Shlokish the klal kosher lechashidim shem love lechavrata." Given the hard cost of plain gear is plainness, plain cost of a Rambam zal the pasha too. Aber reisi mishchalik v'zeh. The Ran speaks out like upon him. That is the machlokes of Rav Yechonon and Shlokish pshat in the mishnah klal or typhus.